Welcome to The Geek Generation, episode 7.5. Your host, Rob, here, and I am very excited for this particular show. It is our very first fan feedback episode. I'm very excited for the show, but at the same time, I am kind of scared because I'm not sure who's going to call in or how many people are going to call in, and I want to be able to put out a good show this week, so we'll see how this goes. As you're listening to the show, please keep in mind that each caller has not heard the calls that came before them, since I don't yet have the hardware to stream all of this live. So I may say things over or explain to other callers about things that happened before they called in. So we'll see how that goes as well. So I am going to load up Skype right now, and we will see what happens. Welcome to the Geek Generation. What is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Brian from Westford, Massachusetts. I am a fellow contributor to your site.
Excellent. I'll clarify even more for the audience. Brian did the San Diego Comic-Con news wrap-up episode with me, so now he's back on. So what would you like to talk about today, Brian?
Just got some general feedback, and then I've got one quick geek out and one quick freak out.
All right, go for it.
But first, I will say I was a little disappointed in last week's podcast. I felt that it wasn't up to snuff with our usual, and I mean, I'm not saying that my episode was amazing, but I just thought there was something missing. It seemed a little out of order, and it seemed very didn't really have a good train of thought going. I don't know. I wasn't a fan of it, and that's horrible for me to say because I feel bad. I write for the site,
but. Not horrible at all. I'm glad actually that you brought it up because this way I don't have to waste time with it. Come our next official episode, we can address it right now. I have gotten several complaints already, not just from yourself, but from other people as well. And I won't name names. I'll let them speak for themselves if they'd like to. That last week's episode was not a good one for various reasons. And I agree myself. I did not think that last week's was up to par at all.
I mean, a part of it was, yes, the connection, the audio itself wasn't great, which is not your fault or Dave's fault. But I mean, I just felt it didn't seem like it had any sort. There was a lot of, you know, it just kind of went off the rails, and there was no I'm stumbling over my words, but if anyone wants to call me out on it, that's my opinion. So I feel bad, but I like the site and I like the podcast. So I mean, I just want it the best for everyone. So, and hey, one bad episode doesn't mean anything. So, but I mean, you know what I mean? That was my thoughts. Also, I was wondering if there is going to be a way to... Are you going to do these regularly, these fan feedback, or is this just like a one-time test type thing?
Well, we're going to see how this one goes. It's something I would like to do here and there. Eventually, I would love to do the show live and take calls during the show. And
that would be awesome.
I did reach out to the Nerdcast guys, and they gave me some input on how to accomplish that. My issue with doing it right now is I don't have the money to get the hardware to accomplish that.
Yeah.
Once I do, and I do get a mixing board and all that other stuff, it's something we'll definitely do. But until then, I'd like to do these every month or so, maybe.
Yeah, because I mean, there was, I think it was the week before with you and Todd, where it wasn't anything bad, but I just wish I had the chance to call in when you guys were talking about Joss Whedon, and I was like, no offense, no, I respect your opinions, and obviously I'm slightly biased on the other end, but it was just one of those things where, like, at the time, you're like, I wish I had the opportunity to, like, defend or talk right now, but I couldn't, and, you know, after the fact, it's sort of pointless.
Right, yeah, and that's one of the reasons that I'd really love to take live calls.
Yeah. So that's that. The only other thing, there was some, one other thing about feedback. I don't remember what it was, so forget it.
All right. You did say that you had a geek out and a freak out you'd like to get to.
Yes, I do. Okay. I'm getting to that. Okay.
Yay!
My geek out is, I know you did a review, but Scott Pilgrim was amazing and fantastic, and everyone needs to see it. It was quite awesome, with the exception of the two kids that were sitting behind me who proceeded to talk through the entire movie until I told them off. And I don't tell off people. I'm not aggressive at all. But I finally had to turn around and told them to shut the beep up and, you know, shut the fuck up or whatever. I don't know if we have a no swearing on here.
Oh, no. We get marked as explicit. You can say whatever you want.
All right. So I told them to shut the fuck up. It's fucking annoying. And they were quiet. But my friends were amazed that I said that, because I usually don't do. But I was just annoyed. So I need to see it again, because I missed part of the dialogue because of these people. But I loved it. And I thought it was a fantastic movie for even, like, I read the books, or even for you who didn't read the books, I thought it was a fantastic movie, and you did a really good job in your review encapsulating why it was a good movie.
Thank
so
you.
Kudos.
Thank
to
you.
Them.
Well, we'll be, within the next 2 weeks, I will be going into the spoiler room to talk about Scott Pilgrim. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right. My freakout is also kind of related. Frank, freakout is reading the box office reports and seeing that it came in number 5 behind The Other Guys, behind Eat, Pray, Love, and behind Inception, which that still has legs. I'm glad that has legs, but it really disappointed me that it came in that far behind everything else. And of course, Expendables was number 1, which I haven't seen yet. So, but I've heard good and bad. But I'm sure it's what you see is what you get with that. But I don't know. I thought it had a lot of good buzz going in Scott Pilgrim, but it seems that it didn't turn into box office numbers. I guess one of the things that people are saying is that during the Comic-Con, they gave a bunch of free screenings to all the people, a lot of the fans there, and some people are attributing the fact that people already saw it free, so they weren't inclined to go see and pay for it again. But I don't know how true that is. I mean, I don't know how much that would really cut into the box office. So,
right. I mean, they do those things to spread word of mouth and really...
Yeah, exactly. So you would think people would still sell. I don't know. I thought it had I saw a billion TV spots. I don't know if it's the fact that it's one of those movies that people just didn't get. Like, it was one of those, there's no, like, specific genre for it. So people were just like, what is this? I don't know.
Right.
So.
There are a lot of articles right there, like, trying to figure out exactly why Scott Pilgrim didn't deliver monetarily as much as they hoped it would. And, like you said, The Expendables is taking away part of the crowd. Eat, Pray, Love, people that were going to see that probably, or whatever it's called, aren't going to really see Scott Pilgrim anyway for the most part. But you're right, the audience wasn't necessarily sure what they were going into. I mean, people like us that saw that and were like, oh my god, it's a video game romantic comedy, I'm going to that. That's just for people like us. But apparently we're not as big a demographic as we thought we were. Although it would be nice to see, now that the word of mouth is out about Scott Pilgrim and out about The Expendables, I'm sure The Expendables will drop and maybe Scott Pilgrim will start to actually make more money now.
I don't know. That was what fellow friend Scott Toomey said. He thinks that it might have better legs next week. And I mean, we'll have to see if the word of mouth helps or not. If not, I mean, I still think it will be one of those movies that it will make all its money back on Blu-ray or DVD. And it will become one of those cult movies that people find when they buy it at Best Buy or see it on TV. You know, it'll have another life past the theater.
Sure,
so
sure.
I'm not worried. So, but that's my thoughts. And, I know you have other calls probably, so I'll let you go and keep up the good work.
Well, before I let you go, Brian, I have you on the line, would you like to play a game of top three?
Sure.
Okay.
Go, lay it on
me. Since I don't have a specific category geared towards a co-host because I didn't know who would be calling in, I have a ton of different ones, and I've separated them into 4 categories, so I'll let you choose your category at least. You can choose from either movies, TV, video games, or comics.
Since I am the resident comic guy, I guess I'll choose the comic category, even though it's kind of a cop-out, but I'll do it.
Okay. Well, then I will give you the first one I have listed under the comic book category, and I would like you to give me your top 3 characters in the X-Men universe.
Ooh, good question. Is this personally or... Okay, personally.
Yeah, personally right, to you. It's your opinion.
Okay. It's tough because I've sort of gotten burned out on X-Men in the past couple of years because there's so much it's sort of gotten like there's so many characters that they all seem to run together, and I have to say I really was Deadpool was probably my number one, but now he's become oversaturated in the comic book world where he has I think 4 or 5 ongoing titles, and it's just he's everywhere, and some of them are not even really funny or well written that he's being dropped down, so I think I'd put him at 3 right now. Mm-hmm. I liked old Deadpool when he was good and relevant and funny and wasn't overexposed because of the movies or whatever. Just trying to think. I'd say Cyclops, who's always been an underrated character who no one, it's like, oh, I like Wolverine better, but I like Cyclops as he, especially the new badass Cyclops, who's sort of, I don't know if you probably don't follow the current X-Men, but he's been sort of made into a badass right now. So my current, he's pretty badass right now.
I like that.
And number one would have to be, as I'm trying to think quickly off my feet, I don't want to say Wolverine. I refuse to say Wolverine. Crap, who was it? I just had someone else and I just lost it. I don't know. Crap. Now I'm going to...
The pressure is building. It's Whedon like, all over again.
It is, and I'm like, I can't think of anything. shit. All right, I'll do a cop-out, and I will give Magneto as my number one right now. Because, again... I always liked the fact that he wasn't a true supervillain, that he was always kind of in the middle, that you could see that he was he's only trying to do things the way he's not trying to rule the world. He's not trying to, I mean, in his backstory with the whole Nazi thing and everything, he's always been misunderstood. Mm-hmm. And I like how he can play both sides. For example, right now he's with the X-Men, on the X-Men. And I mean, you can easily move him back and forth between hero and villain. And I think that's a good character that you have that. And I can't give the credit to Stan Lee, because actually he was played as a complete villain when he was first introduced. It wasn't until the late 70s, mid 70s, when Chris Claremont gave him a backstory of the Nazi thing, where you could finally understand his reasoning behind what he was doing. And so that's my answers. Those are my top three.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you for playing, and thank you for calling in.
Yeah. So take it easy, and good luck with the rest of this.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Hello. Welcome to the Geek Generation. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Robin from Fitchburg, Mass.
Oh, you're on the speakerphone, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That's all right. I see Barney's there with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the audience can't see this, but you're on video chat right now, and I can, so.
Yes.
Well, I am here just to prove it in an audio sense.
How are you, Barney?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. Are you guys excited to be part of this exciting episode?
Yes. Definitely. And we have something to say too.
Oh, you do?
Well, we took your review of, what's it, Scott Pilgrim. Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yes.
5 out of 5 stars.
Yep.
So we went and saw it last night and we both loved it.
I am glad you enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give it a similar rating or?
I'd have to say, yeah, if it was at 5. Maybe, I would say maybe
4.5 out of 5. Yeah, maybe 4 or 5. I think there were some parts that I found kind of confusing. Oh, the jumping. And I understand that that's like how comic books and graphic novels are. But like, that was kind of like, what's going on? He's,
From like a dream sequence to being walking down the road. And it's quite cool the way I did it, but it was a little bit confusing for a second.
Or at least at first.
Yeah.
Where he was, like, sitting on the couch, and then all of a sudden he was, like, sitting on the bus, and it was like...
Yeah, they had very quick, but I thought very smart transitions.
Yeah, definitely.
The editing was amazing.
It was.
So well.
Mm-hmm.
Edgar Wright is a fantastic director, and that proved it more than anything to me with that last one.
Yeah. So, but I want to thank the Geek Generation for the recommendation, and also I follow the DVD release recommendations about what to watch and get on Netflix.
Well, that the audience doesn't know, but that was inspired by your constant asking of me what movies were actually good out. So,
and I've been doing that for years, saying, Rob, what movie should I watch? What movie should I watch?
Yeah, so actually we're going to be doing a spoiler room episode coming up soon where we take a look at Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. And I believe following that, after the next episode, after we have our next rental recommendation segment coming up. So
awesome.
Cool. We'll keep an ear out for that.
Yeah, definitely. It might also be cool to do maybe like fan recommendations, like for fans of the Geek Generation who have maybe seen movies that maybe people have never heard of, but think that other Geek Generation fans would also enjoy.
Oh, and you can absolutely do that. At the end of every episode, I always say, if you have anything you'd like to submit, an article or anything like that, you can send it to, and I'll say it now, I'll do a quick plug. You can send those to guest@thegeekgeneration.com. So if there are recommendations you want to make to other people, if you want to give a quick review of a movie or something, send that in there, and I will post it up on the site after I edit it, and all that, of course.
Awesome. That's awesome. Okay. That's great. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for your fabulous site. We've longtime readers, first-time callers.
Thank you. And well, it's nice to have some voices that I wasn't necessarily expecting, because when I'm going to be sitting here for 2 hours just waiting for calls, it's...
Yeah. I was trying to get just Barney to call, and maybe he'd be like your first international caller.
That's true. He actually would be. We have gotten emails internationally, but no calls yet.
Okay, yeah. So, well, he's your first international guest.
International, yeah. Now local.
Something, yeah. Right.
Kind of cheating.
But still foreign.
That's true.
I'm still an alien.
Well, I do appreciate the call. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about, or perhaps maybe even play a round of top three?
Yes, we would love to play a round of top.
Okay. Well, it's going to be tough to make some agreements when it's the two of you, but we'll see how that works out.
I would just, maybe just Barney, I don't know, would it be fun for us to argue?
You can have, maybe you could have the two. I could have the one and three, and you could just put the
just
two
do the middle
and
one. we'll give it a shot.
Okay, well, I'll let you at least choose your category of expertise. You can choose from either movies, TV, video games, or comics.
See, that changes things.
Well, you choose, because you're more of the geek than I'm a geek in certain things, but right. I'd say you're more all around geek.
Yeah,
this is the first newlywed top three, by the way.
I'm gonna have to go with video games. You can still choose one though. I think you should.
Video games? Alright. Let's see. Are you a big fighting game player?
Nope.
No, okay. Alright, we'll give you a fairly simple one then, I think. How about the top three game franchises? So maybe like anything that has multiple games in the series, like Super Mario or Mega Man or anything like that. What would you say the top three franchises for you?
The top one has to be Super Mario, because it's got includes Yoshi's Island, which is my number one game.
Really?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Excellent.
I want to say number two is Zelda.
Oh, yes, I will definitely agree.
Zelda.
With that.
Mm-hmm.
Zelda's classic.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What else? I'm trying to think of a franchise that's had multiple games.
Final Fantasy or.
Yeah, not much of an RPG fan there, apart from Zelda.
Look at you throwing out the game genres and franchises and whatnot.
With not Barney, the expert.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to go with WarioWare, because there's been a ton of those now, and they're all really, really good.
That's true. I've played a couple of them, not too many. They're very fast-paced, quick action, all that good stuff.
Very, very Nintendo-biased, that list. But
yeah, it is.
They're good with their franchises, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Do you just have a Wii, or do you have other consoles as well?
I have a DS at the moment, and that's all I have.
Everything else was abandoned in England.
Oh.
I have a pretty good collection of DS games, so that's okay.
Excellent. All right, so do you want to play one too, Robin, or it's up to you?
Yeah. What were the options? TVs, movies, video games?
Or comics.
Oh.
Of course, comics right away.
TV, I guess.
TV, okay. How about giving me the top three comedic actors or comedic characters on TV for you?
Oh, that's hard. Wait, are we doing actors or characters? Sorry.
Characters. Characters in anything comedic on TV. After all those marathons, you got nothing?
I know. No, well, I think I'm going to have a hard time rating them 1 through 3.
Well, you don't have to put them in order.
Oh, okay. Number one, Dr. John Dorian from Scrubs.
Excellent.
Yeah, Homer Simpson, definitely from The Simpsons.
Excellent as well.
There are so many comedy jokes.
Oh, joke.
God, I don't know.
Come on, Shabotsky.
See, but there's too many. And, I mean, if I was just naming TV shows, I would just rattle them off. But,
it's
Yeah, Job from Arrested Development or Tobias from Arrested Development.
Such difficult decisions I put on people.
It really is. Or Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother.
He's classic.
He is classic. And we should tell people that from We Are Robin and Barney, and we are married, like Robin Trabasky and Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother, although they're not married, but still, that's pretty awesome.
They did date.
They did date. And I actually said to Barney, we should change our last name to Stinson, because I thought that would be awesome.
But I call you Shabotsky, so that's counterproductive.
That's true. Yeah, did I come up with a third? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe just Arrested Development as a whole. The family of Arrested Development.
The entire cast.
Entire, yeah. I don't know.
The pressure is too much.
Hard to be put on the spot like that.
It is.
I'm going to go with Tobias from Arrested Development.
All right.
He does all of those,
Never nude.
He's the never nude, and he does all of those, like, things where people are like, you should really stop and record yourself and listen to what you're saying.
Isn't that a huge weight off your shoulders once you put out all three?
Yeah.
Feel the relief.
Definitely. All right.
Well, thank you guys for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for this episode and others. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Hello, world. This is Todd from Dangerous Memories, and you're listening to The Geek Generation.
Welcome to The Geek Generation. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Jaren Number One, and I am calling from Winchester, Massachusetts.
Excellent, Jaren Number One. You have a very clear connection.
Oh, that's good to hear. And it helps that I'm wearing headphones with a mic.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, what would you like to talk about?
Hey, man. How's it going? I'm glad I hear I'm not the only person calling in.
You are caller number three so far, but as the number one fan of the Geek Generation, you might be the most important call.
Oh, sweet. Oh, that's good to hear. No, I'm really enjoying your podcast so far.
I've been listening
to it like every Friday as I work, and it's been pretty entertaining so far. I'm glad you're doing it.
Thanks. We put a lot of effort into it, so hopefully it'll keep up at the quality it's at.
Nice.
Did you have any particular geek outs or freak outs you wanted to talk about?
Sure. I got a bunch of geek outs.
Oh, all right. Let's hear them.
Yay!
Well, let's see. I'm a really big fan of Boom Comics, which is an up-and-coming comic book company. It's run by Mark Waid, who's the guy that does did write Kingdom Come.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you're up to date with that. But they just announced that they're going to be working with Pal Entertainment, which is Stan Lee's company, to make three new superhero characters for Boom Comics.
Are those the three that they debuted at San Diego Comic-Con?
I do not know. I wasn't there.
Okay.
I think so.
I wasn't there either. I believe I read a report about some new Stan Lee characters coming out.
Yeah. I know one's Agent Zero. Another's called The Traveler. I don't remember the third.
Those sound familiar.
I'm pretty excited about that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Very cool.
What else am I geeking out about? I heard that Del Toro is going to be directing the new H.P. Lovecraft movie, The Mountains of Madness.
I have no idea what that is, honestly.
Okay. You know who H.P. Lovecraft is?
I don't.
He's a famous horror writer. He did all the Cthulhu stuff.
That would explain that, because I stay out of the horror genre for the most part.
Oh, all right. Well, it's going to be pretty good. Cthulhu's pretty, some pretty scary stuff in there.
Yeah.
And I think that Del Toro is going to be a great fit for a new Cthulhu-esque movie, because really there hasn't been a good one since the original Call of Cthulhu came out in like the 1920s. So.
Yeah, well, at least most people, I think, don't know what that is, so they don't have, like, a huge bar to reach.
Oh, it's a great movie. It's signed film. Yeah. Black and white, but it was pretty good.
It's old school.
Yeah, real old school, but they're gonna bring it, you know, up to date, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Cool.
I got one you'll like. You're a big Fallout fan, right?
I am. Love it.
I'm very excited that Felicia Day is going to be one of the voices in New Vegas.
Yes, they have a whole bunch of celebrities doing voices in there.
Oh, yeah. Matt Perry.
Yep.
And Michael Dorn.
Yes. A little bit of Worf going on in Fallout.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be really cool.
Awesome.
So I'm pretty excited about the voices in that. I mean, I'm a big Felicia Day fan. I love the Guild.
I've seen a little bit of the Guild, not a ton.
I was actually just introduced to it a few months ago, but I've seen every episode now, and I think it's great. Just a funny show.
Yeah. I liked what I saw. I've been meaning to go back and check out more of it.
You should. It's really good, and I think they're in their fourth season now.
So. Cool. Wow. And that's all on YouTube, right? The whole thing.
It's all over the internet. So.
Cool.
I mean, the fact that they've got money now and they're actually producing it, and they've got Will Wheaton in it now.
Oh, gotta love Will Wheaton.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and he's playing a gamer. How appropriate is that?
Right.
It's a good time.
Kick ass.
I guess it's about it for geek outs are coming up that I can think of.
Any particular freak outs?
Oh, freak out!
Star Wars.
Star Wars?
Star Wars, it's finally coming out to Blu-ray.
Is that a geek out or a freak out?
I think it's kind of a freak out. I think it's too late.
Really? Why is that?
Yeah. It's... I don't know. I think Blu-ray is almost over, honestly. I don't think people are really all that interested in it anymore.
See, Scott Toomey had that same opinion when he was on the show before, and Todd and myself are huge Blu-ray fans. Why do you think it's going away?
Maybe just because I never got into it, but I mean, I really like digital media.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just have it on my laptop, on my iPad, you know?
Just
be able to play it whenever and not have to worry about having a disc.
Yep.
As, you know, our hard drives get bigger and bigger, I think it's going to become less and less important.
See, I like that, but... And I'm surprised you as an artist aren't in the same category. I'm very much a collector, and I like having the box almost to kind of show off like a trophy on my bookshelf. And a lot of the Blu-rays now, not only are they coming out as combo packs where you get the Blu-ray and the DVD together, but you also get a free digital download in that package. So I get to have everything basically when I buy one of those now.
Well, that's got to be convenient.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah.
And I love that. I love the quality of Blu-ray. I don't like watching things on my computer. And I don't hook it up to my TV just yet. That's something I'm going to do in the future. But I like having the quality of a Blu-ray and having that disc. And I don't know. It's my preference of format, I guess.
I can understand that if you're a collector.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm not really that much of a collector, at least for movies.
Right.
I'm certainly a comic book collector. I mean, I've got more comic books in my bedroom right now than most comic book shops.
Yep.
But, yeah, I understand where you're coming with that. If that's really what you care about, and the quality of the movie is really coming through for you.
Yeah, and I also like the fact that like digital media has always scared me a little bit because they're always putting different restrictions on it, and you never know what's going to come with it. So, like iTunes had DRM on the songs for a while. There are several different video delivery services that have different forms of DRM, and I just don't want to deal with that. I like having the disc, putting it in, and not worrying about anything in between.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
It is kind of a pain. I was actually, just last night, actually, I downloaded a free download for The Hangover. Like, my friend had bought the DVD, and they didn't want the download content, so I downloaded it.
Yep.
And it's Windows only, and I have a Mac laptop, so I'm like, all right, shit, how the heck am I going to get this to work in my Mac.
Right, yeah. So, see, I don't have to worry about any of that stuff with the Blu-ray. It's just boom.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe you got a point.
I think I'm starting to sway you.
Yeah, easy.
Anything else you wanted to talk about in particular, or perhaps maybe you'd like to play a round of top three?
I'd love to play top three.
All right. Well, since I don't have specific categories geared to specific people, I will give you a choice of categories, and you can tell me which one you'd like.
Okay.
You can choose from either movies, TV, video games, or comics.
I got to do comics.
All right. I have two remaining here, so I'll give you the next one on my list. Please give me your top three Batman villains.
My top three Batman villains?
That's right.
Ooh.
In no particular order.
Well, Clayface.
Oh, good choice. Good choice.
I mean, he's kind of underrated, but you gotta love Clayface. I mean, he's an Andy Alton himself. I really always liked him, just because he's a shapeshifter. And I mean, I don't know if it's the same in the comics as it is with the animated series, but especially in the animated series where he was like a newscaster and he was so vain.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a great character there.
The animated series did so much correctly. It just amazes me to this day.
Did it?
It did.
Nice.
But with like Clayface and the way it treated all the Rogues Gallery compared to some of the Batman series we've seen since then, animated series is great.
I don't know, because I didn't grow up with DC Comics. I was actually a Marvel kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, I didn't get into Batman until I was in college, really, and was exposed to more comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, who else? I have to say the Joker, just because he's so iconic.
Oh, yeah, it's the Joker.
Mean, yeah, and, I mean, not the Red Hood Joker, because I always thought that was a little bit of a lame plot device. So he falls into Voldemort's and just figured, yeah, but the reinvention of the Joker that didn't have the Red Hood.
Okay.
Plot. And let's see who else. Oh. there's so many. How about, Bane?
Bane. Ooh, good choice. Why Bane?
Bane. Just because that whole Nightfall story arc was so good.
It was.
I mean, when he breaks Batman's back, I mean, come on. The guy's just jacked up on so many chemicals.
Oh, yeah. He's basically an evil version of Batman.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. So I guess that's my three. Clayface, the Joker, and Bane.
Excellent.
I think I picked a pretty good selection there. I got one that's probably going to be on everyone's list, and two that I think are just really fascinating, really interesting. And
you left off one of my favorites, but that's okay. I'll forgive you.
Who did I leave out? Maybe I just didn't think of him.
To me, one of the greatest ones is definitely Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze?
Yeah.
I never liked Mr. Freeze.
No. I always looked at him as the villain that wasn't necessarily a villain. You could kind of relate to him. So I thought he was very interesting in that sense.
If I had to do a fourth one, I would definitely do Ra's al Ghul.
Oh, another excellent one. And yeah, also very similar to almost like an evil Batman.
Yeah, no. I mean, if I was at the end there, it was very close neck and neck with Ra's al Ghul and Bane.
Yep.
But I mean, Ra's al Ghul, he's also got some redeeming qualities. So.
And thank you for saying Ra's al Ghul. One of the biggest things that bothers me.
Ra's al Ghul. Oh, my God.
That drove me nuts the whole movie. And every time I watch it, they say Ra's al Ghul. Kills me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts.
Good to see we're on the same page.
Cannot stand it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Jaren. And keep on writing all those feedback emails. I appreciate them.
Hey, no problem. I hope you're having as much fun as I am.
Oh, I am. Always.
All right.
All right, man.
I'll have to get out with you later.
Talk to you later. Bye.
We all know the best podcast in the world is
The Geek Generation.
But what you might not know is there are other ones, such as
You and me, Hector and Todd. Dangerous Memory.
That's right.
We're reviewing the AFI Top 100, and we're bringing you new episodes every Wednesday. Come check us out on www.hectorandtodd.com.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can now.
Yeah, I was playing around with my, I was testing the Skype settings to try to record our show via Skype. So.
Gotcha. Well, then I'll start this call off the right way then. welcome to the Geek Generation. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Black and I'm calling from Orlando, all the way down from Orlando.
Our first out-of-state call.
How does it feel? How does it feel?
I feel like I'm reaching out like an octopus spreading its tentacles.
There you go.
That's a really odd metaphor, though. I don't know why I chose that.
Yeah, pretty random. Not going to lie to you.
Yeah. How you doing?
Not too bad, man. Not too bad. Just saw that you were looking for some callers, and I figured I would call. but I was almost refused from calling you.
Hey, we got a busy show going on here.
Yeah, and as part of my feedback session, what the heck were you guys talking about?
Normal geeky stuff, I suppose.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I could see how you could spend hours and hours talking about that stuff.
I should mention to the audience what's actually going on here, too. This is Black from the Black and Perv show. I've mentioned it on the show before, and I'm a little disappointed that the show has been in a bit of a hiatus recently.
Yes, contract disputes.
With who?
Perv and I, you know, just haven't seen eye to eye lately, and, you know, we were fighting over dumb stuff, so it just happens, you know?
And he's demanding more money.
Exactly, and he moved away to Virginia, too.
I'm a little disappointed, too, because I finally left a voicemail, and it's been months.
It's still there. I might just, you know, start putting up random voicemails on the website.
Well, he's moved already, so I don't know how much good it's going to do.
You never know.
It was a little time-sensitive.
Gotcha. Yeah, I gotcha. Well, I also wanted to say that I listened to several episodes, and I like what you're doing here, man. It looks like it's, you know, getting off to a great start, so.
Thanks. I'm working hard, putting a lot of time into it, so I'm glad people are listening.
It's a lot of work, isn't it?
It's a lot of work. It takes me a good 4 hours of post-production after every episode I record.
I see. You're much more sophisticated than I am. As soon as, you know, Perv and I finished a show, we just put it up on the site and was done with it.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a perfectionist. I try to get the audio as good as I can. I add all the sound effects and music and all that goodness.
Yeah, so you haven't changed since elementary school, huh?
Oh, yeah, I suppose that's another thing we should tell the audience. We we know each other since, oh, my God, what grade exactly? I don't even know.
Third,
maybe? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, wow.
Long time.
Long time. And it had been a long time since I talked to you until recently, the 10-year reunion. And we kind of got back in touch because of podcasting.
That's right. That's right.
Which is very interesting.
I also want to mention on air that while Rob thought he was quite the video game connoisseur,
yes,
no one was a bigger video game head than yours truly.
Yeah, no kidding. Pretty sure you owned every console, and I am also pretty sure that you're the only kid I knew growing up that actually had a power glove.
Yes, and never used the damn thing.
I think we played Rad Racer once or twice at your place.
Yeah, we might have. Of course, it never really worked like it did on the Wizard.
No. Oh, what a great device, though. We need a modern power glove.
It's called the Wii.
Yeah, I don't want to buy one of those.
Although the glove will be removed, or the gloves come off when Microsoft Kinect comes out.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I am scared of something where I don't have a tactile input with it.
Yeah, you know, I like it better than PlayStation's Move, though.
Really? Why is that?
I just don't want to have something in my hand, I guess.
See, I prefer that. I just don't want to go spend the money for the eye and the new controller and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I hear you.
They're just draining more dollars out of my account. I don't like it.
Yeah, I understand that as well.
Did you have anything in particular you wanted to either geek out or freak out over?
I guess I should save this for when you have me on the show.
Yes, and to the audience too. Black, I feel weird calling you Black too, but I'm assuming you want to use the name.
No, you can call me Weathers. It's
fine. Okay, cool. Weathers will be on the show in 2 weeks, I believe.
I believe, yeah.
Episode 9, so looking forward to that one. So here's a little preview of a new host. How about that?
Yeah, another sexy voice for all the ladies out there.
Hey now!
Lady geeks!
Not as sexy as my deep, manly voice, but you know.
Oh, no, you definitely have me in the Barry White department.
And please confirm to the audience that I sounded like this in third grade.
Yes, Rob was one of my friends that had the deepest voices and went through puberty before the rest of us.
And yet I never mentally aged at all. I'm still the same in that department.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can see it now. You and I just sitting down and playing DuckTales.
Woohoo!
And when we weren't doing that, we were playing with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Super awesome. Dude, we are so cool.
Things don't change. You know, things don't change.
Not a ton.
But the one thing that I do want to geek out about is the upcoming Gears of War 3.
Ah, Xboxness.
Yes. I cannot wait to shell out 60, 70 bucks, whatever it's going to cost me, to get that freaking game.
I have played, I think, maybe for 10 or 15 minutes the first Gears of War, but since I don't have an Xbox, I really haven't had hands-on much with it.
Oh, you kidding me? So, yeah. In your limited 10 to 15 minutes, what did you think?
I thought it was a good game, and I can see how it's inspiring a lot of other ones now with the whole duck and cover mechanic.
Yes.
So, and it was very smooth. Graphics are good. I guess my one complaint with it is that I'm sick of just running around as a soldier killing aliens. It feels overdone to me.
I got you. Well, here's my little take on it. It's a different twist. And the storyline, I think, the storyline and gameplay is head and shoulders above Halo. And I will say that. A lot of people are probably cursing me out right now, but I'm sticking with it.
Even on the multiplayer front?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
See, the thing I don't like about Halo's multiplayer is if you're one of those, you know, guys that just get the game, do not sleep, and just play multiplayer, you know, you can get good. You know where people are going to respawn and all this other good stuff. But it's not like that in Gears, you know. The playing field is a little bit more level in Gears than in Halo.
And Gears has some hardcore curb stomping.
Oh, of course.
And that's really what it's all about when everything's said and done.
Exactly. And they're adding some new finishing moves, which are going to be sweet.
Probably teabagging next, right?
Yeah, nothing better than teabagging a locust. And then on top of that, it's the last one in the series. And, you know, everybody's just going to die in a blaze of glory.
They say that now, but what confirmation do we really have that it's the end?
Well, I've seen the commercials. They're advertising it like it's the end of the game. So,
Before all the spinoffs start happening.
Yeah, exactly. Before, you know, like Coltrane gets his own game. And
well, supposedly Halo Reach will be the last in that particular franchise as well.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. They were saying that Halo 3 was going to be the last one.
Yeah, about that. They never really seem to stick with it when they realize they have more money to make.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, do you have anybody else waiting for?
I do not at the moment. We could play a round of top three if you'd like.
Oh, okay.
All right. I have some categories you can choose from, and I'll give you a game within those particular categories. I have movies, TV, video games, or comics.
You know, I talked enough about video games. I'm going to go with movies.
Well, you would be the first then, so I have a bunch of stuff here.
Excellent.
Let's see. Would you say you're very well versed in movies or
knowledgeable?
Okay. Okay. Then we will go with the top three directors.
Ooh.
And they don't have to be in any particular order.
Gotcha. My top three directors, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have to go with obviously Christopher Nolan.
Is just like the god of movies right now.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
And I know I sound biased because I've made my love for Batman very very known on the show, but it's far beyond that. He is amazing.
Yes. I can't remember the director's name. He did like Old School and all those funny movies.
Oh, all those funny movies.
Yes.
Nobody does funny movies.
Oh, Philip. Is it Phillips?
Yes, I believe so.
Todd Phillips, yes.
Yep.
He's one of my favorites.
Oh, he's great.
Three, huh? My third would definitely have to be Quentin Tarantino.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Do you really want to get into it with me about Quentin Tarantino?
I hate Tarantino's movies. I like him as an actor. I do not like him as a director.
Why don't you like him as a director?
It's not so much. I don't even know where to start because it's very movie specific. Like I could go down his list of movies and tell you exactly why I hate all of them. So,
well,
like I hate Pulp Fiction. I don't know why that.
Oh my gosh. That's like one of my favorite movies.
Oh, hate it. I hate both the Kill Bills. I didn't even watch the second one because the first Kill Bill, I watched it. I was bored. I realized by the end of it, I didn't care what happened to any of the characters, so I didn't bother watching two. And then I saw a clip of the horrible speech about Superman that everyone seems to love at the end of Kill Bill 2 that's wildly inaccurate, and it just angered me. I'm even trying to think of other Tarantino movies so I can tear them to shreds.
Oh, Inglourious Bastards.
Didn't even bother seeing it. See, I'm at the point where I don't really even watch his stuff anymore, but if as an actor, like, he was great in Desperado. I like him in that sense.
Well, let me ask you this. As a question to you.
Okay.
You are torn between... You have to choose one director to watch for the rest of your life.
Oh, wow.
I've got options for you.
Oh, okay.
Tarantino.
Yes.
Or M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night.
Oh my God! I'm hanging up.
it's not even a question for me. See, everyone wants to hate on M. Night Shyamalan, and at the same time, I have seen probably about only half of his stuff, but there is some of his stuff I like, and there's nothing I've seen from Tarantino I like. So even if I just have to watch Unbreakable over and over again, at least there's one movie I like.
That's the only Shyamalan movie that I like.
It's such a good one.
Wow. I just don't get you, Rob.
I know, I'm an enigma wrapped up in a mystery.
I guess so, wrapped up in another enigma.
Like the Riddler. Edward Enigma.
Enigma.
Edward Enigma, he didn't have to do the E in the middle.
Yeah, I don't know why he did that.
His first initial is already E.
Yeah. Go figure.
Oh, lovely.
But to answer your own question, your top three directors.
My top three directors? Oh, brother. Mm-hmm. I haven't had to answer a top three yet. I've never had one turned around on me.
Oh, I just flipped it on you.
Yeah, although I think I did the first time we played top three, I did it anyway, just because I wanted to. But all right, let's see. Top three directors for me. Well, Nolan is obviously in mine as well. He's just outstanding. Let's see. God, this is hard. It's probably... To say Spielberg is probably way too easy.
Yeah.
But his library, the stuff that I would watch over... If I was going by your same rule of, like, maybe that's all I could watch, Spielberg's movies, I love so many of them. So I would love to have those in my library of things that I'm allowed to watch. And... Third director... This is going to be kind of... I got to think of her name. And yes, it's a female director. Not Kathryn Bigelow either.
Are you thinking of... She's got like that weird name?
No. You probably have... I'm trying to think of this woman's name. She's a director for actually a large majority of the DC animated movies.
Oh.
And they are all so well done. First, why can't I think of her name? It's killing me. Lauren Montgomery. Is her name.
Gotcha.
She's done the majority of the PG-13 DC Universe animated movies that have come out within the last few years, and they're all tremendous. So I got to get on board that bandwagon and say that her movies are great.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, one person I forgot that'll get an honorable mention will be John Hughes.
Oh, John Hughes is great. Classics abound.
Oh, yes. Most definitely.
You're going to watch 16 Candles on loop, aren't you?
I'm already putting it in my queue.
A little bit of Molly Ringwald.
As a matter of fact, I watched Breakfast Club the other night.
Oh, brother. Oh, I was thinking, no, that was the year before us they did that. You remember the senior slideshows in high school?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
I remember being very heavily involved in the class I graduated before us. They themed their slideshow on the Breakfast Club, and then ours was Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes, it was.
Because those were the two movies basically playing on loop in the video room at the high school. I love those movies, but if I never see them again, it's okay, because I've seen them so many times.
Gotcha. Well, I enjoyed the top three so much that I don't know if you have time to do another one.
Let's say I believe I do. I don't see anyone else waiting in the call queue at the moment. Gotcha. Do you want to pick a different category or stick with movies?
What were my options again? Movies?
Movies, TV, video games, or comics?
I'm going to have to go to video games.
Okay. I will ask you then, who are the top three most badass characters in video games?
Oh, wow. That's a good freaking question.
Damn right it's a good question.
I will have to say that I've gained a newfound respect for Batman and Arkham Asylum.
Amazing game.
Yes. I think this person's badass and funny at the same time is Coltrane from Gears of War.
Of course, not very familiar with him, but I'll take your word for it.
Oh my gosh. If you play the game, if you actually get your hands on the game, and I guess personally, it's one of my favorites because he's like one of the few black characters in video games.
Yep.
And the guy is hilarious. And you know who does the voice for him?
I'm going to guess Ving Rhames.
No. Remember those Reebok, The Office linebacker commercials?
Terry Tate?
Yes.
Oh, I love Terry Tate. Here comes the pain train, baby. Woo woo!
The pain train's coming!
Yeah, he does the voice of Coltrane.
Oh, I love Terry Tate. That is fantastic. Well, now I'm going to go pick up a copy of it and just sit on my couch and look at it because I don't have an Xbox.
Or you can play it on PC. Why haven't you played it on PC?
It's out for PC as well?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, only now do I have a PC where I can probably actually run those quality games.
Gotcha.
I was hurting before, but I'm rocking a fairly newer system now.
Gotcha. Cool.
I will look into that then. Okay, yeah. So was Batman one of them or...
What's that?
Was Batman one of them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Batman, Coltrane, and...
I'm trying to think of the third one. What have I been playing lately that... You know, I'm going to go female, and it's the chick from Mirror's Edge.
What is her name?
I can't remember.
It is... I didn't play that either. I played the demo, which was really good.
Yeah, as far as like games are concerned that are just like different... You know, that's definitely one of them, you know, with that whole parkour theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go check on that one.
Cool.
Yeah.
See, I would have thrown Kratos into the mix.
Oh, see, but I'm not a big PS3 person, but gotcha. I would definitely say he's badass just based on that reality show that they had.
Reality show?
Yeah, it was like a God of War, like, contest.
Really?
Yeah, it was on, like, Spike, I think, like, a couple months back. It was, like, timed perfectly when the release of the new game was coming out.
Huh.
So they had, like, these contestants. It was a game show more so than a reality show.
Was it, like, just a one-episode thing, or was this actually, like, a series?
I don't know if it was one episode or just, you know, like, a mini-series.
Huh.
But, yeah, they would put them through, like, these physical challenges, a la, like, Wipeout.
Oh, nice.
And they would ask them questions and about the games and stuff like that. So it was pretty freaking cool.
Cool. Well, for the most part, I avoid reality television, but that sounds very reminiscent of Who Wants to Be a Superhero, which I thought was a great show.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. I remember watching a couple episodes.
I've been looking for the DVDs everywhere, and they are not easy to find.
Speaking of DVDs, I don't want to switch gears on you, but what's up with...
Switch Gears of War? Sorry, go ahead.
What's up with the X-Men animated series finally coming out on DVD?
Oh, the 90s series?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm all about that if it's finally coming out.
Oh, I'm all about it. I'm just questioning what took them so long.
That's true. Dude, you want to know what I'm excited about on DVD?
What's that?
Perhaps my favorite show of all time, Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Oh, yes. Great show.
They have the first two seasons on DVD now.
Wow.
So
that was
great.
A good show.
And what else? Gargoyles recently just started coming out.
Oh, man, that's an old cartoon.
So good. It was probably the best thing Disney's ever put out, and the whole voice cast is like Star Trek people.
This is true. This is true.
So good.
Man, I forgot about Gargoyles.
Love that show. I actually got a large part of my wrestling character inspiration from Gargoyles. Have you seen the mask I wear?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the character The Hunter in the Gargoyle series?
Mm-mm.
Okay. At one point, Macbeth and some other people, there was almost a lineage of characters that became hunters, and they all wore a black hood with three red slashes on it because Demona slashed one of them in the face when they gotcha. Were younger, and they had this scar, so it became... like, they became gargoyle hunters, and I just thought it was the coolest mask, so I adapted that into my wrestling mask.
Cool.
Yeah.
Inspiration. I
That's
like
right.
It.
I get my wrestling inspirations from a Disney cartoon.
What's next, The Little Mermaid?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to start wearing a tail in the ring. That'll be phenomenal.
Or seashells.
A seashell bra. That'll be really intimidating.
Oh.
Come on, boys.
Yeah. Can we talk about, since you mentioned cartoons, can we just talk about cartoons today? Like, which cartoons are you watching today?
What am I watching cartoon-wise today?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What am I watching cartoon-wise? I was watching Spectacular Spider-Man until they canceled it.
Huh. It went that would have came on, what, Saturdays?
I don't even know. I don't watch anything when it's actually on anymore. I watch pretty much everything on the internet now.
Gotcha.
And Spectacular Spider-Man ran for two seasons. It really just hit its stride, and it fell away. So I was really disappointed. And they've already announced that on Disney XD, there's going to be a new Spider-Man series called Ultimate Spider-Man. The good thing is that they're bringing in an awesome team of writers like Brian Michael Bendis, who does Ultimate Spider-Man in the comics, and Paul Denis, who wrote a large majority of the 90s Batman animated series cartoons episodes. So, and he's a powerhouse when it comes to comic book cartoons.
Gotcha.
So that'll be cool. I don't know, aside from like Futurama and Family Guy, I do try to keep up with some of the Adult Swim cartoons like Robot Chicken. I guess that's kind of cartoony. Robot Chicken and Venture Brothers.
Gotcha. Yeah, I haven't seen that second one that you mentioned, but I occasionally will watch Robot Chicken because it comes on right after Family Guy on Adult Swim.
Yeah. Yeah, I rarely stay up that late anymore because being an elementary teacher, I have to get up bright and early.
Oh, yeah, I forget.
Yeah. I can't be tired and then deal with 23 kids every day.
Of course not.
What are you watching cartoon-wise right now?
You know, it's a little racy, but I watched The Boondocks.
That's a good show.
It's a great cartoon. It's a great cartoon.
Now, is that still going, or did that end its run?
No, they're on their third season.
Really? I didn't even know that they were still putting them out.
Yeah, the new season started like early in this year. So, but yeah, that just has me laughing a lot. I'm trying to think some other cartoons that I'm watching besides the obvious that you had mentioned.
Yeah.
Archer.
What is Archer?
You've never heard of Archer?
I don't think so.
Archer's like this James Bond cartoon, but not like smooth and suave as James Bond. Exactly the polar opposite.
Is this another Adult Swim cartoon?
This is an FX cartoon.
Really? No, I've not heard of this at all.
Yeah, it's actually pretty funny. Yeah, this guy is like, his mom is like the head of like this spy organization. So you have those mom-son moments where it's just like, you know, she's telling him what to do. And he's like, oh, I'm a grown man, you know, kind of bantering. So,
yeah,
pretty funny. What else is out there? yeah, there's really not much that's gained my eye as far as cartoons.
Hmm.
Although, do you watch Entourage at all?
I don't.
Oh, okay, never mind.
That's not a cartoon.
No. But they on this last episode, they were pitching a cartoon idea for drama.
Okay.
And it was hilarious. It would be one cartoon that I would watch if they actually made it.
Care to explain?
So drama, quick backstory. Drama's out of work. He's trying to find work, and this director from their past comes up and pitches an idea for drama to move from in front of the camera to behind the microphone.
Okay.
And the premise of the cartoon that this guy pitches is drama is like a monkey that, you know, is trying to apply for this job or something like that. And he basically gets into fights with a lot of people, and he's just like a completely misunderstood monkey. And so they were like pretending to pitch the, they were pitching the idea and pretending like drama was doing some voiceovers. And, you know, drama was getting pissed off because he wants to act and not do voice recordings.
Right, right.
And so like what they were doing is they were putting like the sketches that they had drawn in front of him while he was talking. And I just died laughing because it was just hilarious. You can almost see the cartoon in action.
Nice.
Yeah, it's weird if you haven't seen the episode.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm trying to follow it, but if I'm not familiar with the character, then it's I'm probably having some of it lost on me.
But yeah, cartoon wise, I think it's just Archer and the Boondocks, really.
Cool. Well, there's a whole bunch on the horizon that are coming out, not just the Ultimate Spider-Man, but what is it? There's going to be a new Looney Tunes show, which we talked about a few episodes ago. There's also going to be a new series called Young Justice, which is almost like the Teen Titans, but they're grown up and it's not in the anime style anymore.
Gotcha.
It looks to be a much more like Justice League or something like that. So that should be cool.
Cool.
Yeah. And of course, actually, I believe there's a Green Lantern animated series on the way too, with the popularity of the movie that's coming out, as well as an Avengers cartoon on the horizon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, is Bradley Cooper still playing the Green Lantern?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds? Why did I think it was Bradley Cooper?
Because he would have been a much better cast.
Gotcha. And what's your take while we're on the color green of the Green Hornet?
I could care less about it.
I think that they really messed up that TV show.
Yeah, I didn't even like the TV show to begin with, but putting Seth Rogen as the Green Hornet was a major misstep, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And how could you not like the Green Hornet TV show? It had Bruce Lee on it.
That's true. I was just so fixated on the A-Team and Greatest American Hero, I think they took up all my time.
Gotcha. What'd you think of the A-Team movie?
Fantastic. It was amazing.
I thought it was a lot better. As far as like TV shows gone movies, that's one of the better ones.
Oh, totally. If not, I can't even offhand think of one that was better as far as a conversion. Mission Impossible, the first one, is a close second probably, but there's not too many I can think of that are up there.
Yeah, if I had a moment, I probably could tell you, but I don't.
Yeah, well, I know, we're doing like an impromptu segment that normally we'd have a bunch of prep for, so.
I think we're doing just fine.
That's right. We're awesome. Speaking of which, since you're going to be on the show with me in a couple weeks, Scott Pilgrim, you're going to check out before then, right?
I checked it out yesterday.
Oh, you did? Awesome. Because we're totally stepping in the spoiler room to talk about that, because there's much to talk about.
Yes, most definitely.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, I'll have some things to bring.
I'm excited to go over it. All right, well, I'll say bye to you for now then, because we've gone a decent amount of time, and I have, I think, 20 more minutes left to take calls, so we'll see if anyone else jumps in for the final run here.
Gotcha. Well, best of luck on the rest of your calls, and hey, if you're listening, call.
And don't forget to check out the Black and Perv show.
Yeah, there might be a reunion. Who knows?
Blackandperv.com, I believe.
Yep.
All right. Check out blackandperv.com.
I appreciate it.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye. Well, that just about wraps up our very first fan feedback episode. Thank you to all of those who took the time to call into the show. To check out our site, please go to www.thegeekgeneration.com. On the site, there is a button to subscribe in iTunes. There you can rate the show and write a review. That helps increase our visibility. There's also a donate button if you'd like to give a little something back. You can send your questions, comments, insults, or any topics you'd like us to discuss to podcast@thegeekgeneration.com or @geekgeneration on Twitter. If you'd like to submit an article to the site or an audio file to the show, please send those to guest@thegeekgeneration.com. And as always, the show theme is provided by Machine Supremacy. A link to their site can be found on our site. So once again, thank you for tuning in to the very first fan feedback episode. We will be back within the next few days with our regularly scheduled episodes, episode 8, as Mike Reinfleisch joins me. So until then, geek out.
Baby.